Rascal Facing the Flames by Chris Cooper. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Chapter 1. The sun had passed its noontime high point in the sky, but it still beat down fiercely. The shade of the forest offered Rascal little protection from its heat. Even the strong wind was hot and dry, and gave no relief from the sun's rays. More than anything in the world, Rascal wanted water right now. A long, cool drink of delicious water. He was hungry too, of course, but he could get along without food for now. He'd had a lot of practice at that recently, after all. But no living thing could survive long without water. If he didn't get a drink soon, he would be unable to take another step. Many dogs would have stopped already, stopped and just lain down in the shade until the cool of evening arrived. But Rascal would not give up. Whenever he felt as if he couldn't go on, the thought of who waited for him at Journey's End spurred him on. Joel. It was the thought of his master Joel that had kept Rascal going for the hundreds of miles he had travelled so far. And it was the thought of Joel that would keep him going for the many miles that lay ahead, too. Now if he could just find a drink of water. He wasn't the only one thinking this way. It seemed that the whole forest around him was also crying out for water. It had struggled for too long without a drop of rain in this scorching summer. For days, Rascal had thought that the drought would end, but somehow he always seemed to run ahead of the bank of clouds to the east. The evidence of the dry season was all around Rascal, in the pale colours of the foliage. The lower branches of the trees were a dusty grey, and the grasses and brush were more a washed-out yellow than a healthy green. Shrivelled brown leaves crackled beneath the dog's feet, and brittle pine needles dug into the pads on his paws. As he neared the ridge that ran along the top of the hill, he heard a sound above the noise of the wind. It was human voices, laughing. He could also hear the low crackle of a campfire and the smell of roasted meat. Soon, Rascal could see four people, two women and two men, all in their early 20s, sitting outside their badly pitched tents, which flapped precariously in the wind. One of the men was prodding a long stick into the campfire. Several objects wrapped in tinfoil sat in the fire. "Don't think these potatoes are done yet," said the man. No one seemed to mind. They were all finishing off hamburgers, which had also been cooked on this fire, judging from the charred smell. "Shouldn't we just have had something cold to eat?" said the woman with short red hair. "I mean, it's hot enough already without having to light a fire." The man with the stick grinned. "Listen, Debs, it isn't proper camping if you don't build a fire, is it?" The other man, who had a scrubby beard, took a drink from a silver can and laughed. "We never knew you were such a Boy Scout, Rick." The man called Rick did a silly salute with his free hand. "Didn't you see me start this fire by rubbing two sticks together?" "Course we did," laughed the other woman, whose fair hair was pulled back into a ponytail. "But I bet those matches in your pocket came in handy too." Rascal listened to them talking and joking for a few minutes more. He was waiting for clues. Anything that might tell him if these people were the sort who would be kind to a stray dog like himself. His long, hard journey had taught Rascal this about the behaviour of humans. Some of them were wonderful, and some of them were terrible, and many times you couldn't tell which was which until it was too late. But his thirst wouldn't let him delay any longer. Rascal stood and pushed his way through the undergrowth towards the four people. "Hey, look," said the woman called Debs. "It's a dog." "He could probably smell those burgers," said the man with the beard. "He must like..."